Andrew Ladd just talked a little bit about potentially this being his last game in a Jets uniform, and he said that if that's the case, that, you know, sad would be the emotion that he would use to describe it. It's going to be, you know, he doesn't want to go. I know that's not your role. Your role is to put the players you're given on the ice, but, you know, he's been your captain the whole time you're here. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I guess the first part is we're talking about something that hasn't happened. And we're probably, if it is inevitable and it does happen, we're probably going to be talking about it then. But I think that's probably a better context to speak about it. I mean, I'm going to put those guys out on the ice and play them to beat the Dallas Stars here tonight. We're all aware of the situation that may and or may not transpire, and that's a possibility as well. So there's no sense me talking for 5 days about something that, and if it doesn't happen, got a lot of words out there that don't need to be.
How good a player is Andrew Ladd, and how good a player has he been for the Winnipeg Jets?
So he is healthy this year, probably in the last month for the first time. I've just seen so many players miss training camp and have a long time. It wasn't, I mean, he brought his rehab from his surgery back in, and then the back injury in camp, I think as much as anything, you know, he lost that month and didn't move at the pace that we had seen from him and in the last. And it's been longer than just him starting to score. I think for probably 6 weeks now he's back, maybe even longer, playing the game. He's been just really, really a real useful player. So we've had him kill penalties, and he's on the power play. We've moved him from the slot to net front. He had the role last year of being in that shutdown role and accepted it after being asked to be quite offensive probably prior to that. What he's been is very open to change. And this year and going back into the summer with even thinking of him playing with Lowry from the get-go, very open to change. And he's handled the questions, I think, and the room about as well as you can ask a man to handle in this situation.
When you put your leading scorer from a year before, when he's in his contract year, when you put him on a third line, what's the usual response from a player like that? And what was the response from Andrew?
Well, the advantage that you have with him is he has a real good grasp of the game and the structure of lines that he's played on different teams. So he comes out of that role when he gets here. It's where he won his cups and the role that he was good at and he was in, so he understands that role. It was a bit of a step, right? So he went with Little almost exclusively here in a purely offensive role to Little with Frolik in a more of a still – managed to put up the numbers, but in a shutdown role. If it was really them first, Scheif second, and then at times Lowry, I think in the second half of the year, came up and sat in that role. Then this year, and it was a dynamic that wasn't based on his play, but when, you know, Nick Ehlers comes in as a 19-year-old skilled player, he needs to play with one of two people, and that changes the rest of your dynamic, where Wheeler plays and then how the structure. So he understood all that, and you can explain that to him, and he was good about it. I mean, he never walked into the office and say, hey, I'd like to play with a different style of player.
Paul, what makes Andrew Ladd a good captain?
I would think the consistency that he comes to the rink. He takes care of his body. So there's an advantage. His practice habits are very, very good. So in terms of the hard days that you have or the days that the bodies don't want to go, you need your veteran guys to be the guys that can. And Stewart and Wheeler and those guys on every practice, whether they're smiling or not, are going to go a certain way. I think that's true of his game. I mean, not necessarily the puck was his friend every night. That's true of every player in the NHL. But I don't know that his attitude, I believe that his attitude to how he was playing those games or how he was approaching the game, was very consistent, very professional, and a good model for a young player. He was able to get his lather up, as we say, pretty darn consistently.
What can you tell us about Brian Little and how his progression is coming?
He had a good day yesterday for where I'd hoped he would be. He wore the gold, so it was non-contact, and we went 55 minutes, so it was enough of a workload to stress him. Didn't step back from that coming into today, but didn't walk in saying, "Hey, I'm ready and right." He got through the morning skate is minor, almost a recovery day for him. He'll get tomorrow's the big day. If he can get through practice tomorrow in a contact sweater and then get off that flight, because that's another hitch with these kind of injuries, then we would look for him in Dallas, hopefully. It's just the kind of injury that you almost have to get to 100% on. Because it's a contact injury. If he's not right taking contact, then we would set him back.
It's obvious the players know the situation with Ladd and what could be coming. And we talked with both Ladd and Wheeler about it today. How do you keep that situation from creeping into their game when it's such an important player who's meant so much to this team for so long?
So it's a defined distraction. It's a specific distraction. But you're dealing with maybe not as intense, but versions of distractions, adversity all year, and that will be. And so we identify it, talk about it openly, and make that part of what you're dealing with for the game tonight. So you know, I don't walk in and say, hey, there's a chance Andrew Ladd can get traded. But everybody knows in this week, it's for every team. A little harder to keep that focus, and there's your challenge. There's your challenge for tonight. Aside from the game and the Dallas Stars, we've got to find a way to have your practice right yesterday, focused on that, and have your game be right tonight.
I may have taken that improperly, but you said talk about it openly. Have you talked about this situation openly as a team, you and the players?
The week that we're in, every year for 20 years. This is the week, and there's distractions and there's conversations and players' names get floated out there. But it's true at other times of the year too. So when a player in the Islanders says he wants to go somewhere closer to home, and I'm talking about, I mean, it's in your room, you got to deal with it, right? And sometimes you just grab a guy and say, hey, listen, I know your name's out there, but that's not from us. Or this is a week that everybody deals with every year, and you talk about it, yeah.
In terms of facing the Stars for the fourth time tonight, what have you seen overall as kind of been the difference in the previous three meetings?
So we'll talk about that in relation to our Florida game. From the 11-minute mark on of the second period to the end of the second period, we had 7 A chances, which is a really unusual number. We're in alone 5 times in that game, and you lose that game. And I would say, well, we haven't had that. You rarely get that number of A chances in a game, but that's true of the Dallas Star games. So we've liked each game better from our first loss to the next three in terms of feeling like the chances you got far more than you gave, and there's the hitch with the Dallas Stars. They're not going to need a whole lot with the skill set, with the players that they have in their lineup. So being able to the Florida game gets away from us is the offense that we forced. That you know, when you're not scoring on those chances, you start putting the pucks into the middle that you don't need to do, and now you're chasing it down the ice, and that's the Dallas Stars. If they don't kill you off the rush, the chaos that ensues off that rush with their fourth and sometimes their fifth man in because you force something in the offensive zone, that will be a defining characteristic of the game. So hopefully we can make forward progress on that idea of not. Yeah, you got the puck in the offensive zone. It's going at the net. You got a chance that you see, and after that, you're controlling it. Don't force anything on this team.